They call him Punt Slide. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Slide. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Punt Slide.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. This show is about hip-hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurs. If this is the first time you listen to this podcast, thank you. You came to the right place. The name of this episode is called Rewind. It's not a year in review, but we just gonna rewind my week. I didn't have this episode planned. Some things happened throughout the week that made me put this episode out. First, I want to say I love my children. I'm proud of them. I see them on social media living their adult and young adult lives responsibly. My 12-year-old, her social media time is monitored. Triana, Josh, and Treasure are my adult and young adult kids, so I salute them. First, for being them. Second, the best kids a dad could ever have. Now, let's get to my culinary career. I made jerk chicken, peas, and rice from scratch. Yes, my favorite is the peas and rice. So, I banged it out, y'all. Got some red beans. And I soaked them in the water overnight with some garlic cloves so the beans could be real soft. Then after that, I added some peppercorn, some fresh thyme, a hot pepper, and some coconut milk. And I boiled it for about 45 minutes. Banging. Can you say banging? And then I made brown rice and I put it in there. And I also made the gravy and the jerk sauce for the first time. So for the jerk sauce, I used one habanero pepper, onions, scallions, fresh ginger, soy sauce, a little bit of water, and that's it. I put it in my magic bullet and blended it up. Man, please, stop playing. So I did jerk chicken thighs. Me and my wife, we love the jerk chicken thighs, where the chicken thighs, it's a juicy piece of the meat. So I marinated the meat for maybe about an hour or something like that. I put it in the oven after that. Let it cook on one side for 30 minutes. Turned the chicken over. Cooked it on the other side for 30 minutes. Took that boy up out of the oven and let it rest. I pulled the jerk sauce into a pot. This is how I made my gravy. You know what I'm saying? So I used chicken bouillon cubes, two of them, since I'm old school like that. I put a half a stick of butter up in there, a little water, and a jerk sauce with a little of my specialty homemade barbecue sauce, which is Louisiana hot sauce, red pepper flakes, and Hunt's ketchup. I took some cornstarch, maybe about 3 tablespoons. Put some cold water in there, and I stirred it while I was, boiling my gravy brew. I was stirring, whipping the cornstarch slow, and I poured it in there, and I was just whipping it like I was on a Pyrex for all my Pyrex people up out there. I was whipping it, y'all. So the gravy came out perfect. The sauce came out perfect. We'll just say I won't be purchasing no more jerk on my side of town. I'm over west, towards the west side of Chicago, and I won't be purchasing no more jerk over there. When I'm out south, I will be purchasing jerk. I can't mess with them. But my meal, it came out good for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everyone out there supporting the Rider Slide podcast. The merchandise, I want to give an extra special shout out to Maury and Katie. Maury and Katie, I appreciate y'all. They my coworkers. You know, they purchased a Rider Slide t-shirt with me holding a mic on there, so I appreciate that. And shout out to my city, Chicago, for being so dope. Shout life, my life. Welcome to another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Do you, that's what's poppin'. Focus on goals, that's what's poppin'. Make things happen, that's what's poppin'. Diggy, that's what's poppin'. Roseland Portrait Project, that's what's poppin'. Good intentions, that's what's poppin'. Stay a beacon of light, that's what's poppin'. Watch the whole board, that's what's poppin'. Find comfort in isolation, that's what's poppin'. Reflection is good, that's what's poppin'. Channel 7 News, that's what's poppin'.
Yo, you are tuned in to Rada's podcast, all right? And this is your girl, Shan, the silly one, the throw goat. What's up? I hope you guys are enjoying the episode. And if you are a podcaster, like I discussed in this episode, don't sleep on yourself, okay? If you need a little bit of guidance, I got you. Lulu.com for the podcast books. Put in the podcast journal and you will see one book that turns into two books that turns into three books. And it's a write-in journal for you to create however you want to create. And if you're looking for me, just check out shambipodden.com. Enjoy the episode.
We got a Rider's Live favorite. It's the What's Poppin'. Iconic artist of the day. Ice Cube is the What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
Yo, where the fuck is that little boy at? Stanley, bring your ass here, goddammit.
Punk ass nigga. But anyway, man, yo, Bone, man. When I get 14, man, I want to buy me a ragtop tray and some dope
dang. Fuck that shit, man. You need to take your ass to school, get your motherfucking job,
man,
and shit.
Fuck that, man. Fuck you, man. Look here. When I get 14, man, I want to buy me a ragtop tray on some gold Danas with a three-wheel motion, 10-wheel put out, three-finger ring, fat ass link, and a big booty bitch to go with.
Break them off some.
It's really a shame. Young brothers and sisters today have a lack of understanding of what it really means to be black.
Could you tell me who unleashed our animal instinct? And the white man sitting there tickle pink, laughing at us on the avenue, busting cops at each other after having brew. We can't enjoy ourselves, too busy jealous at each other's wealth, becoming us just in me. But the black community is full of envy.
Oh shit.
Too much backstabbing. While I look out the window, I see all the Japs grabbing every vacant lot in my neighborhood. Yep. Build a store and sell their goods to the county receipts. You know us poor niggas, nappy hair and big lips.
That's
us. 4 or 5 babies on your crouch, and you expect Uncle Sam to help us out?
Shit.
We ain't nothing but porch monkeys to the average bigot, redneck hunky. Yes, ain't coming up as a must, but before we can come up, take a look at us.
Break them off some.
Y'all dope dealers, you as bad as the police, cause you kill us. You got hurt when you started slanging dope, but you ain't built us a supermarket so we can spend our money with the blacks. Too busy buying golden Cadillacs. That's what you're doing with the money that you're raising, exploiting us like the Caucasians did. For 400 years, I got 400 tears for 400 peers. Died last year from gang-related crimes. That's why I got gang-related rhymes.
Right.
But when I do a shoulder kick, some facts, us blacks don't know how to act. Sometimes I believe the hype man, we mess it up ourselves and blame the white man. But don't point the finger, you jigaboo. Take a look at yourself, you dumb nigga, you. Pretty soon hip hop won't be so nice. No ice cube, just vanilla man, ice. And you're sitting screaming cuss, but it's no one to blame but us.
Yeah, but why is it that one motherfucker could ruin it for 22,000 motherfuckers when they want to come see a good jam? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you tell them something, you know what I'm saying?
Break them off something.
I'm gonna try my damnest to blow his motherfucking head off.
Us will always sing the blues, cause all we care about is hairstyles and tennis shoes. And if you step on mine, you push the button, cause I'll beat you down like it ain't nothing. Just like a beast, but I'm the first nigga to holler out
peace, black man.
I beat my wife and children to a pump when I get drunk and smoke dope. Got a bad heart condition, still eat hawk mugs and chitlins. Bet my money on the dice or the horses, jobless, so I'm a hope for the armed forces. Go to church but they tease us with a picture of a blue-eyed Jesus. They used to call me Nick Crow. After all this time I'm still busting up the ship a row. No respect and ignore it. And I'm having more babies than I really can afford. In jail cause I can't pay the mother. Held back in life because I'm a color. Now this is just a little summary of us. But y'all think it's dumb of me to hold a mirror to your face. But trust, nobody gives a fuck about.
Shit that I did 7 years back.
That was Ice Cube with Us and Dumb Shit off his classic album Death Certificate. Y'all go ahead and stream Death Certificate on all streaming platforms. Run up the legend Cube, y'all. What up, everybody? I hope everybody enjoyed their break. You know, I was chilling, but I'm always working, so basically, I took the time to enhance my show. You know, this week, it was all about the good, the bad, the ugly. I had a good work week. I worked on my show. A lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't see, you know, that go into a show, that's what I worked on. I worked on all of the areas that I felt I was deficient in the show. My show got good sound and everything, but, you know, I did a couple of studio upgrades. One, because I have a studio and I'm working on an album, so I just added a couple of pieces of gear. Two, I thought it'd help the podcast because it's nothing like, you know, investing in yourself. So, you know, I'm just basically working out the kinks. I want to let everybody know that there's going to be more collaborations that's beneficial to you, the listener. The guests will be providing certain insights from their professional opinion. I have more entrepreneurs, guests that have positive and negative impacts on urban culture as well. You know, so when I say positive and negative impacts on urban culture, you know, I'm going to talk about people that probably, or I'm going to have people that went down the wrong path come on here and get their testimonials and let people know, hey, I did this. This is what happened. I don't want you to do this. If I could do it all over again, I'd tell my younger self, Blase Skippy Woo Woo, you know, what they doing now? What have they done to change their life now? At this point in time in their life, where are they at? How have they grown? How they took their losses and turned them into valuable lessons? Because the losses that we take during life, it builds us up to be the people that we meant to be throughout our journey in this marathon called life. Okay? I have more entrepreneurs like entrepreneurs that you never thought about, you know, hustles that you don't know about. You know, I'm going to be giving you some hustles myself, but I'm going to be giving you hustles from the perspective of the hustlers because I'm going to actually have the hustlers on the show. Everything from shoe designers, clothing line owners, people who got their children selling Girl Scout cookies, how to grow your YouTube page, YouTube business, real estate, Airbnb, you name it. Promoter, artist, writer, barber, plumber, bricklayer, you name it, we doing it. And then I'm going to also present careers, career paths and stuff that you could build as a family, as a team, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to be bringing it all to y'all. The homies. Y'all know this is a solo podcast, but I'm going to have some of the homies on the show this season. I'm going to have some of the homies on this season. So, that could be anything from childhood friends, other content creators that I had good relationships with, or my real life homies. Like, I got friends in real life. I'm going to be introducing new podcasts to you and everything. So everybody know that I transitioned from seasons to episodes. So basically, you could look at a season like every 25 episodes. So for example, I'm on episode 104 now. So this would be considered season 5, episode 4. If y'all don't get it, y'all can message me on Facebook or Instagram or hit up the booking form on writersonline.net or just leave a message in the comments and I'll bring you up to speed and straighten everything out for you. All right? But this season is going to be the bomb. So I upgraded my hustle as well. So I'm going to have sponsors, new sponsors. I've been out here beating the street, talking to entrepreneurs and small business owners and everything, developing relationships with the businesses and the community, as well as online. This week on Facebook, I posted, you know, drop your business here. I did hashtags and everything, but nobody said nothing. But people are always promoting. People are always talking about what they got going on. They wonder why people don't support it. Don't nobody know about it. So I do got ad space on the podcast and everything. If you want to come on here and talk about your business, that could be arranged as well. So basically, for the most part, I've been enhancing the show. So the bad part of the week, it's time to address the fuckery. Because the devil is a lie. I was invited on a panel for the upliftment of young men. It was me, myself, the host, and three other gentlemen that all did a remarkable job. The show was dope. The discussion went well. The show was live streamed by the host, not me. There was minor technical difficulties, but we was focused on the mission of doing a good show. So it was feedback and minor distortion during the episode. The host muted herself as well as myself because it was assumed that the feedback was coming from me. All I had was an iPad. I didn't have no headphones on. I didn't have no mic or nothing. You know, I just popped up. So while the other people communicated and added value to the show, I did too when it was my turn. Even though I was muted, I ain't even tripping on that. It was about getting the message across. I thought the panel was great. The show went well. But here's my thing. The next morning, I get a text from the host. The host accused me of sabotaging the show. I was appalled. I was like, damn, it's fucked up, you know? And I considered the host good people. I still consider the host good people. So I tried to attempt to reach out and have a conversation with the host about this blanket statement, but crickets, you know what I mean? And I ain't like that. So for the record, that's not my character. Two, why would I mess up something that I'm a part of? To the person that invited me on the panel, I'm not going to mention them because I'm not built like that. But I'm going to show you how God works. So I guess they was looking around, looking at my post and looking at my clips that I posted this week to see if I was going to say, you know, any type of negative things or whatever. I'm not saying nothing negative about them now. But, you know, the devil is busy. You know, I tried to reach out to get some level of clarity by having a conversation because text messages can get misconstrued. Like, I asked the host for the link of the live stream. She didn't give it to me. I had to find it myself, you know, and I found that unprofessional, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to show you how God works. So I finally get to work and I check my phone during my lunch break. My homie Mike, shout out to my homie Mike, he sent me a picture of a painting that was done a while back. He said, man, you know, this was on Channel 7. You know, and I quote, he said, you were featured on Channel 7, end quote. Myself and three other creators, we were part of a mural for the Roseland Portrait Project. Shout out to the homie Louis Lucian, CEO of King Size Entertainment. Thanks for the plug, Lord. I'm going to have Louis Lucian on here. You know, the only reason why he hasn't been on the show is because of my negligence. And I'm man enough to say it. But he'll be on the show this season. So my wife, she Googled the story and she sent it. You know, I posted it to social media because I was happy. Two, to thank the artists of the Roseland Portrait Project. Three, showcase the artist's work and see the story that Channel 7 News did about the artist. So I reached out to the artist personally. He said, and I quote, your piece added value to the entire project, unquote. I was honored publicly and privately. After having that conversation, it was the universe way of telling me I added value to the panel by doing good. The Most High was like, they didn't appreciate you over there, I'll exalt you over here. So the world, city, and your peers know you are valued. God's cosign is the best cosign. So I'm saying that to say that, you know, even though I felt some type of way because I never sabotage anything that somebody else does, especially if I'm a part of that. You know, I don't believe in self-sabotage. You know, I believe in growth and development and moving forward. So that's what I'm all about. And, you know, to mess up somebody else's stuff, it's asinine. But yeah, so sometimes the Lord, you know, he'll work through other people. So you can expect, you know, the artist from the Roseland Portrait Project to be on this show. We're going to chop it up. I hit him up in the DMs. We had a good conversation. And it's all love. And like everybody that commented and shared the post, I appreciate you. Everybody that I went to Percy L. Julian with, all my folks who know me as Tremaine, I appreciate everybody. You know, and I was talking to one of my childhood classmates. We always be chopping it up from time to time. You know, even though it's in big spaces or big gaps, whenever we conversate, it's like, you know, we never left seventh grade. So I just wanted to put that out there. So, yeah, that's what it's all about. But yeah, God, he'll reveal things to you whenever you doubt yourself. He'll give you that confirmation. And receiving confirmation from others, receiving the praises of others, and you not saying it yourself, you not using your ego to glorify yourself and to make yourself seem bigger and higher. You know, I know the work that I put in with everything I do, whether it's marketing, whether it's music, whether it's this podcast, whether it's being a friend, whether it's being a father, whether it being my marriage, it's all work. So this has been another episode of Riders Live. If you would like to support the Riders Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. We dropping the mic on Riders Live. Never allow someone to create false narratives about you based on their own insecurities. I appreciate everyone who invited me on their platforms, past, present, future. Thank you. I'm driving my own car with my networking, my communication, the relationships that I build and develop. I'm saying that to say this, to avoid any conflict moving forward, to avoid any accidental collisions, to all the frenemies and snakeskin motherfuckers out there, stay in your lane. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.